Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, quick turnaround. We have Paul Ritchie and Alex Grendon in studio, both from Ballyfermot. You're originally from Tundalkin, Paul?
Originally, yeah. We moved out when I was 14, 15.
Right.
To Ballyfermot.
And you would describe yourself as?
Writer / film producer / actor.
/ rapper.
/ everything. / agent.
And Alex, what age are you?
I'm 16.
And you would describe yourself as?
An actor.
An actor.
Kind
of. Is that uncomfortable saying that out loud?
Yeah, I mean it is. I'm not really an actor, but I am at the same time. I don't want to be too proud to sin.
Yeah, but you're in a movie, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've done that. I don't like boasting. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Definitely an actor, definitely.
Yeah. So, what age are you, Paul?
I'm 38, unfortunately. And I'm going to make you feel your age now because I grew up watching The Den.
Yeah, I know. So, three generations here, really.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So you saw a bit of yourself in Alex.
Yeah, 100%, definitely.
When did you first meet Alex?
I met Alex when I was... Well, I would have met Alex over the years in Ballyfermot. Mm. I wouldn't have known him, you know. But I was asked to go into St. John's College and do workshops with the kids, the first-year students. Alex was actually in second year at the time, and the teacher, Mr. Leonard, who was a very good teacher, said to me, we have another lad in second year, would you mind if you let him join the class? I mean, and it was Alex, and Alex spotted him straight away. He was definitely...
And was it workshops, Alex?
Yeah, it was like a music group, and I felt real weird going into a class below because I wasn't supposed to be like involved.
Yeah.
But I was enthusiastic about it, so I wanted to go and I asked.
Right, and what did you spot in him, Paul?
He's writing like all the other kids were great as well, don't get me wrong, like,
yeah.
But Alex really excelled, like he was like ahead of them, you know, with his writing and all, like, because that's all I did when he was his age. I would just switch off, I would just write
right.
Until I had books and books on.
And then
stuff.
When you wrote the stuff, you had to act it out, did you?
It was a bit obviously nerve-wracking at the same time because it feels different when you're in, like, surrounded by a bunch of friends and you're writing and then you're showing it off and then, you know, no one does that and it's just different when you're coming out of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I suppose Ballyfermot as well. And that's the reason you were brought in, was it?
Yeah, well, a lot of the kids would have been hard to reach kids. Like,
yeah.
So they would have known me anyway through my music and through seeing me on the streets or whatever. But, yeah, I would have had the similar sort of background to Alex growing up. I was kicked out of school when I was 13. And I went on then to teach kids in school, which is ironic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I was just writer. I was just right. So that's
not to be proud of,
there, you know?
Either of
you. No, definitely not to be proud of.
Not to be proud of. You were kicked out of school as well, not to be proud of.
Yeah.
So after you were kicked out, then what, you saw him on the street or what happened then?
No, I was asked to go into the school and then I did the workshop with them.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of antisocial behaviour going on in the Cherry Orchard area. I was asked by TDs and counsellors, can I get the kids off the street basically
you?
In the community centre? Yeah.
No pressure, Paul.
Yeah, can I reach out to them? So I used to knock into the kids, tell them, come on, go in the car, you're going to this acting class. I'd meet myself and Michael Maher, we run Our Hearts Productions. We'd teach them like acting and writing basics, and they loved it. Like, so Alex was one of the ones that excelled at it, and he hasn't looked back since, you know.
What is acting, do you reckon, Alex?
Because
you're not formally trained, are you?
No. I'd say it's entertainment, more or less.
Where do you go in your head when you're acting?
I just be myself, nowhere.
Right.
I just do it, I guess. I just what the emotions should be and just say it and make sure it's supposed to be on point, you get me? Heartfelt.
Yeah.
Like if it's a sad, you make sure you're sad or something like that to go along with and make sure it's perfect.
Yeah, but you see, you say it like it's everybody can do it, but they can't.
I suppose. I don't know. I never really had a difficulty with it.
Yeah.
I just...
Can you, for example, cry on demand?
Not as much anymore, but I did it a while ago because I thought about it and I was like, I'm acting and I used to be able to fake cry. And I kind of put it together, I was like, it's kind of weird that like actors need to do that and I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
But I used to do it like a good bit. I used to do it all the time.
And what about your ambitions? Because when you ask people, they go, I want to be a famous actor.
It's very unlikely.
Yeah.
You get laughter. You get laughter.
Yes, sir. It is very unlikely, isn't it? But it's as unlikely as being a famous footballer.
It's hard.
And by the way, it was Foden who scored the hat-trick last night. Not Haaland. I got that wrong just for people. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Man United fan myself. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. So where is that now? You're 16. There's a movie coming out in a few weeks. And you're the star of it. Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Let's go out of the room then. Because we've Maureen Hughes on the line. And Maureen is a casting director.
The best one.
How are you, Maureen?
Hello, everyone.
Headphones. Oh, yeah, headphones. There you go. Well done. You've done this before, Paul. Yeah.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Paul. Alex Ray. I'm just going to say one thing at the top of this is I'm not revealing my age for this interview.
Still young. Okay. Still
young. You might have noticed I didn't reveal mine either, Maureen. There's two of us in it. So you are well known as a casting director. Big news as well for your industry in that casting directors are getting an Oscar next year, aren't they?
It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, very exciting for you. Yeah, this guy, Alex, so your job, I suppose, is to spot talent in the raw, you know, sort of a diamond
very
in
much,
the rough.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So when did you first see Alex and what did you see?
Well, we'd been asked to work on Sandra Lynn Ruan's script, Ready or Not, by Ruth Cody and Mary McCarthy last summer in a working class area in Dublin. It was very clear from the beginning, once I read the script, that it was into working class area Dublin. I needed to move in order to find the talent. And yeah, it is true that most great young actors are not trained and there is no training at this point for them. So you are very much dependent on finding somebody really raw and really instinctive, which is exactly what we found in Alex. Alison Crosby was my on the ground searcher, and she ended up in Paul. She rang Paul. Paul put together a couple of kids for her. Alex was one of those, came into Bow Street. We workshopped for maybe two or three sessions, I think, Alex. But for me, it was very clear from the minute Alex Grenton walked into the room that we were in the presence of someone incredibly special.
Wow. He's crying
just,
now. He's crying.
Happy to.
He just had gorgeous instincts. The camera doesn't lie. So once the camera went on him, in a way, that defeats everything. The camera either likes what it sees or it doesn't. And it's not about good looking or being handsome or anything. It's about being an interesting face, and he had a lovely stillness, and he was asked to do some tough scenes in that room. You know, there were big scenes and big emotional scenes, and so they're hard for someone who's awkward about acting to pull off, but Alex was just so instinctive, I couldn't believe him.
Wow, that's amazing. You've worked with all the greats. The Oscar,
yeah, I've been
Oscar
very
winner.
Lucky because I am so old. I've actually, at some point in my life, I've had them all float in front of me, and I've been very lucky to be kind of in the presence of them, yeah.
And would you claim to have discovered any of the great Irish actors over the years?
No, I don't like that word about casting directors discovering people. I think sometimes we have the right projects, the actors are free, they float through our world if we're lucky enough. You know, I mean, I did work with Killian back when he was a very young guy, but I had seen him in a play in London. He was absolutely magnificent in Disco Pigs. I was working with Gary Hines in Druid at the time. We started working with him in Druid because I was excited by him. Gary was excited by him. Things kind of happen organically. Yeah. People, the talent kind of floats in front of you. It was the same with Barry Keoghan. I was in the factory. Like, I wasn't the one that gave Barry his first job. He had actually worked with Mark O'Connor in First Position.
Between
but
the
it
canals,
is true that
it?
I yeah, between the canals. And so I was lucky enough to be working on Love Hate.
Yeah.
And he floated into me, and of course the minute he walked into the room, again, something akin to what happened with Alex is you just see something kind of rare and something kind of wonderful.
What advice then would you give to Alex as soon as you have him?
I think Alex needs to just keep his, you know, I think he's ambitious enough to want to be Alex Grenton and not be anybody else. He wants to be himself as an actor, and that's the right instinct. And then he has to do what Barry in a way did, which is draw up the bucket list of people he wants to work with and make it happen, manifest it, as they say. But, you know, he also needs people like me to be aware of him. Casting directors and producers.
You are very much aware of him.
I'm aware of him, yeah, but he needs the rest of the cast. There's quite a lot of us now working working out of Dublin at the moment, all the different casting directors, probably about 12 of us all together. But it kind of just needs to keep in front of us, really. Okay. Do workshops and kind of stay in the moment. But he has the talent.
Right. Maureen, thanks so much for taking our call today. Ready or Not, and we'll hear more about that throughout the year. It's written by Dublin Senator Lynn Ruan. Maureen, thanks so much. Paul Ritchie, we'll talk again. Alex, I'm sure we'll talk again. Thanks for coming in and good luck.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
Thank you.
100%.
Thank you.